堂听 class.com。
商业英语会谈时间。
Business English, time for your meeting.
Dr. Lucky.
Yes?
It's time for our meeting.
Thank you. I'll be right there. Hello, I'm Dr. Lynn Lougheed. I'm glad you can make today's meeting. We'll make it brief. Give us 25 minutes. We'll give you the world of business.
各位好，欢迎参加我们的会谈。今天咨询顾问 Tate 女士要跟 Stanton 先生集中讨论一个难题，怎么样降低储运费用却又不影响公司的声誉。难题或者困难的任务，用英文说就是 challenge， challenge， challenge。而声誉这个词的英文是 reputation， R-E-P-U-T-A-T-I-O-N， reputation。 这家公司根据顾客的特定需要装配电脑并且送货上门，因而储运费用庞大，所以 Stanton 先生要向咨询顾问求助。好，我们马上去参加他俩的讨论，请边听边想这个问题， Stanton 先生面临什么难题呢？
Your challenge is to lower distribution costs.
But not at the expense of our reputation.
No, you still have to deliver on time.
If we lower distribution costs, we can't keep our delivery promise.
Or keep your inventories low.
It's a real balancing act.
One cost goes up, another comes down.
It's hard to keep things on an even keel.
In 企业界，人们谈到问题，往往喜欢用 challenge 这个词，而不说 problem。那是因为 challenge 在词义上比较积极，含有需要人们去征服的意思。我们再听一遍他俩认为 Direct Computers 公司面临什么问题，这个问题为什么令人为难。
Your challenge is to lower distribution costs.
But not at the expense of our reputation.
Tate 女士说，他们面临降低储运费用这个问题，而 Stanton 先生马上说 Not at the expense of our reputation. 他这是在说这样做不能以他们的信誉为代价。短语 at the expense of 意思是以什么作为代价或者牺牲什么。 Stanton 先生实际上是表示不要为了降低储运费用而不得不延迟交货时间。我们再听听 Tate 女士是否理解了 Stanton 先生的意思。
But not at the expense of our reputation.
No, you still have to deliver on time.
Tate 女士显然领会 Stanton 先生的意思，她说他们还是得及时送货。我们再听听他俩谈论储运费用和交货时间以及库存量之间有什么关系。
If we lower distribution costs, we can't keep our delivery promise.
Or keep your inventories low.
Stanton 先生重申他的观点，要是降低储运费用，他们就不能保证准时交货了。 Tate 女士又补充说，不但不能准时交货，而且还不能保持库存量低的状态。请注意，他在这儿用连词 or 所承接的是 Stanton 先生的否定句，意思是也不能。我们再听一遍这两句话。
If we lower distribution costsWe can't keep our delivery promise.
Or keep your inventories low.
他俩接着讨论了生产成本、各项开支和库存量几者间的关系。我们听听他们怎么说，但是先得学个生词 balancing, B-A-L-A-N-C-I-N-G, balancing, balancing, 意思是保持平衡的。再学个短语 ,on an even keel, on an even keel. Keel is spelled K-E-E-L. Keel 是船的龙骨。Keep something on an even keel, 原来的意思是把船首船尾保持在同一个水平上，但是它常常用来比喻任何保持均衡的行动。好，请你想一想，在他俩的话里，这个习惯用于指的可能是什么？
It's a real balancing act.
One cost goes up, another comes down.
It's hard to keep things on an even keel.
Stanley 先生在这儿用了美国人在谈论令人头痛的难题的时候常用的一个句子。It's a real balancing act. 意思是要兼顾到各个方面可真不容易。Tate 女士同意她的观点，并且进一步指出，一项开支降低了，另一项开支就会升高。显然公司业务运作中的各项开支是相互制约的。所以 Stanley 先生说 It's hard to keep things on an even keel. 是指很难在各种要做到的事情之间找到平衡点。我们再听一遍这几句话。
It's a real balancing act.
One cost goes up, another comes down.
It's hard to keep things on an even keel.
好，我们再听一遍他俩的这段讨论，请边听边考虑怎么样回答这个问题。
What is Mr. Stanton's challenge?
Your challenge is to lower distribution costs.
But not at the expense of our reputation.
No, you still have to deliver on time.
If we lower distribution costs, we can't keep our delivery promise.
Or keep your inventories low.
It's a real balancing act.
One cost goes up, another comes down.
It's hard to keep things on an even keel.
现在请你回答下面的问题，答完以后再对照一下我们提供的答案。
What is Mr. Stanton's challenge?
To lower distribution costs.
降低储运费用是难题，但是确实有必要解决。接下来 Tate 女士要为 Stanton 先生出谋划策，他俩先回顾 Direct Computers 公司业务的蓬勃发展。 Tate 女士提出，业务发展为解决储运费用上升提供了可能，由他人来承包储运工作可能降低成本。好，我们继续参加他俩的讨论，请边听边想这个问题， Direct Computers 公司怎么样才能降低储运费用呢？
Nonetheless, Direct Computers has really grown in the last 2 years.
Sales have increased by over 100%.
You know, that may be the solution to your high distribution costs.
I don't understand. I still have to deliver the computers.
Yes, but why do it yourself?
You mean outsource the distribution?
Why not? You have the volume to negotiate some very favorable rates.
We pay another company to deliver the computers.
We 再听一遍他俩怎么回顾 Direct Computers 公司业务的成长。
Nonetheless, Direct Computers has grown very rapidly in the last 2 years.
So rapidly that sales have increased by over 100%.
Tate 女士说 Direct Computers 近两年来可真是发展起来了，而 Stanton 先生也附和说他们的销售量增加了100%以上。刚才他俩谈到公司业务发展壮大涉及一个特定的时段， The last 2 years， 近两年来，所以他们用了现在完成时来表示从过去到目前的情况。我们再听一遍这两句话，特别注意现在完成时 have 加上动词过去分词的结构。 Tate 女士这样说。
Nonetheless, Direct Computers has grown very rapidly in the last 2 years.
再听一次这里的现在完成时态的结构。
Has grown.
Stanton 先生回顾了这两年来销售量的增加。
That sales have increased by over 100%.
注意，他话里的动词现在完成时态。
Have increased.
接下来 Tate 女士指出降低储运费用的一条途径，我们仔细听听是什么。
That may be the solution to your distribution costs.
I don't understand. I still have to deliver the computers.
Yes, but why do it yourself?
Tate 女士说 ,That may be the solution to your distribution costs. 这句话里的 that 指前面提到的公司业务的快速发展。Stanton 先生不明白他的意思，因为业务发展了，他不照样得发送电脑吗？于是 Tate 女士提出，公司是否非得自己运送呢？这话提醒了 Stanton 先生。我们接着听他俩合计出什么主意来了，但是先得学个生词 ，volume， v o l u m e， volume， volume 有一种意思是。量，这里特指发货量。再学个词组 ，favorable rates，favorable rates，favorable is spelled f a v o r a b l e，favorable rates 是优惠价格。
You mean outsource the distribution?
Why not?You have the volume to negotiate some very favorable rates.
Stanton 先生恍然大悟，原来 Tate 女士的意思是，他们可以让其他企业来承包他们的储运工作，而且由于他们的发货量大，足以拿到优惠价格。我们再听一遍这几句话。
You mean outsource the distribution?
Why not?You have the volume to negotiate some very favorable rates.
这个主意相当令人动心。我们再听听 Stanton 先生的反应。
We pay another company to deliver the computers.
听来这个主意正合 Stanton 先生的心意。好，让我们再听一遍他俩的这段讨论，请边听边找寻这个问题的答案。
How can direct computers lower distribution costs?
Nonetheless, direct computers has really grown in the last 2 years.
Sales have increased by over 100%.
You know, that may be the solution to your high distribution costs.
I don't understand. I still have to deliver the computers.
Yes.But why do it yourself?
You mean outsource the distribution?
Why not? You have the volume to negotiate some very favorable rates.
We pay another company to deliver the computers.
现在请回答下面的问题，答完了再对照一下我们的答案。
How can direct computers lower distribution costs?
By outsourcing the distribution.
下面 Tate 女士要 Stanton 先生考虑一个节省电脑装配时间的建议。要加快装配速度，手头必须备有所需元件，而快速装配也就是为了及时发货。我们快去听听他们怎么商量妥善安排这两个相互制约的环节。请边听边想这个问题 ，Tate 女士究竟有什么节省开支的好主意
？Here's another money-saving idea.
Money-saving or money-making?
Both. Here's what I mean. You need the components on site, right?
Right. So we can assemble the computers quickly.
What about moving the suppliers to your hubs?
You mean to produce components at our hubs?
Exactly. How does that strike you?
Let me mull it over. I'll get back to you.
Tatum 女士刚才建议他们把储运业务承包给其他公司，可以节省运费。现在他又有个省钱的好主意了，我们听听他怎么说。
Here's another money-saving idea.
这句话里的 money-saving 意思是省钱。saving 常常可以加在另一个词的后面，组成合成词，表示节省什么东西的意思。例如 energy saving 节约能源，常常指某种有效利用能源的技术。又比方说 time saving 节约时间，常常用来说有助于人们充分利用时间的方法或者设施。还有 daylight saving 节约日光，而 daylight saving time 是指把时间拨快一小时的夏令时间。好，我们回到他们的讨论中来，听听 Stanley 先生对 Tate 女士的话有什么反应。
Here's another money-saving idea.
Money-saving or money-making?
Stanley 先生听了 Tate 女士说 money-saving idea， 他希望自己听到的是 money-making， 赚钱，所以问 money-saving or money-making， 究竟是省钱还是赚钱啊？我们听听 Tate 女士怎么解释， Stanley 先生又怎么说。
Both. Here's what I mean. You need the components on site, right?
Right. So we can assemble the computers quickly.
Tate 女士表示她的主意既省钱又赚钱，然后她继续解释自己的想法。她先提出背景情况来为自己的解释设下布局。是什么样的背景情况呢？我们再听一遍。
You need the components on site, right?
Right. So we can assemble the computers quickly.
他俩说的背景情况是，为了快速装配，他们需要在装配现场备有电脑元件。在现场，用英语表达就是 on site. Tate 女士接下去要提出她的建议来了，我们一起听听是什么。
What about moving the suppliers to your hubs?
You mean to produce components at our hubs?
Tate 女士提出，让元件供应商搬到你们的储运中心去，怎么样？这一来，他们可以就地生产所需元件，岂不节省了运输时间和费用吗？ Stanley 先生听了 Tate 女士的提议，就说出自己对她的话的理解，并且问 Tate 女士她的理解对不对。我们听听她怎么说， Tate 女士又怎么答。
You mean to produce components at our hubs?
Exactly. How does that strike you?
Stanley 先生说，你的意思是不是在我们的储运中心生产元件呢？ Tate 女士表示她的理解完全正确。我们再听听她用什么常用语来表示这个意思。
Exactly. How does that strike you?
他说 exactly 表示一点不错，接着又用了征求意见的常用语 How does that strike you? 你觉得这个主意怎么样？那么 Stanley 先生又怎么表态呢？我们继续听，但是先得学个短语 To mull it over. To mull it over. Mull is spelled M-U-L-L, mull. Mull it over 是仔细考虑的口语化的说法。
Exactly. How does that strike you?
Let me mull it over. I'll get back to you.
Stanley 先生觉得这个主意初听之下似乎不太合意，然而他没有直截了当地说出自己的看法。他不置可否地说，Let me mull it over. 让我好好想想。然后又说 I'll get back to you. 这是个习惯说法，意思是等我打定主意以后再给你答复。我们再听一遍这两句对答。
Exactly. How does that strike you?
Let me mull it over. I'll get back to you.
接下来我们要再听一遍这段谈话，请边听边考虑这个问题的答案是什么。
What is Miss Tate's money-saving idea?
Here's another money-saving idea.
Money-saving or money-making?
Both. Here's what I mean. You need the components on site, right?
Right. So we can assemble the computers quickly.
What about moving the suppliers to your hubs?
You mean to produce components at our hubs?
Exactly. How does that strike you?
Let me mull it over. I'll get back to you.
现在，请你回答下面的问题，答完以后再听听我们的答案是什么。
What is Ms. Tate's money-saving idea?
To produce components at the hubs.
Your challenge is to lower distribution costs.
But not at the expense of our reputation.
No, you still have to deliver on time.
If we lower distribution costs, we can't keep our delivery promise.
Or keep your inventories low.
It's a real balancing act.
One cost goes up, another comes down.
It's hard to keep things on an even keel.
Nonetheless, Direct Computers has really grown in the last 2 years.
Sales have increased by over 100%.
You know, that may be the solution to your high distribution costs.
I don't understand. I still have to deliver the computers.
Yes, but why do it yourself?
You mean outsource the distribution?
Why not? You have the volume to negotiate some very favorable rates.
We pay another company to deliver the computers.
Here's another money-saving idea.
Money-saving or money-making?
Both. Here's what I mean. You need the components on site, right?
Right. So we can assemble the computers quickly.
What about moving the suppliers to your hubs?
You mean to produce components at our hubs?
Exactly. How does that strike you?
Let me mull it over. I'll get back to you.
Time for small talk.
聊天时间。今天要聊的话题是如何对别人表示原谅。
I hope I didn't keep you waiting.
Don't worry about it.
My watch was broken.
上一次我们说了为了迟到而表示歉意的不同方式。我们听到他在为让对方等候表示歉意。
I hope I didn't keep you waiting.
而等他的那位却心平气和地这么说。
Don't worry about it.
接着，那位女士又说出迟到的原因。
My watch was broken.
如果对方的作为确实让你生气，你可能不愿意说这种表示原谅的话，这又当别论。然而要是你不想让对方窘迫，你可以采用种种有安抚意味的说法，例如
Not a problem.
没问题。你也可以用这句话的完整形式来表示同样的意思。
It's not a problem.
你还可以说别介意。
Never mind.
Don't let it worry you.
Miss Wei, how do you think the meeting went?
Fantastic.
Let's schedule another one.
Great.
Dr. Lucky 和我邀请各位再来参加我们的下次会谈。我们要了解 Direct Computers 公司打算怎么样由其他企业承包他们的储运业务，并且是否准备让元件供应商到他们的储运中心设点生产。我是伟伟，节目的主持人。这个节目由 Lucky 博士编写，伟伟改编，严华编辑，叶广海导播。好，谢谢各位收听这个节目，我们下次再见。